This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes,
that's us, USA, baby,
and the eagle flies.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind.
It's a big old land with
a little bit here. We'll be talking Bison football, all the weekend matchup. Playoff action with the Grizz, the Montana Grizzlies, and the NDSU Bison. Our own the Big Game James will be in here to talk about that. Giving Tuesday is today. Pat Trainer will be here. Dakota Medical and the Impact Foundation talk a little about giving on this Giving Tuesday, so stay tuned for that. Brought to you today by our friends at Extreme Detailing and a heck of a deal. Right now, you can bid on a detailing package valued at $1,399 for a truck, SUV exterior protection plan from Extreme Detailing. This ceramic protection plan from Extreme Detailing provides 5 years of exterior protection with a warranty. And that's a $1,399 package. It's a great deal. The bidding starts at just $200, and bidding begins Thursday at 7 a.m. So get ready for a great day of bidding and a great opportunity to save some bucks. Thursday, 7 a.m. Find out more online at the Big Deals page on our site, am1100theflag.com, am1100theflag.com. I dug up this little grudge match between Pelosi, Schumer, and Trump. Here's just a couple of minutes. This went on for 15 minutes, Kevin.
Oh, I remember.
Oh,
epic.
It was epic. And Mike Pence was...
Schumer shaking his finger at Trump like he's a seven-year-old. I mean, it was...
So you had Pence, Trump, on two of the chairs in front of the fireplace there in the Oval Office, and then on the couches, Pelosi on one side and Schumer on the other. Mike Pence looks like, I don't know, like he's sucking on a lemon or something. He's just like, this is not happening. And the cameras are in the room. Trump loves it. Pelosi and Schumer keep saying, well, we shouldn't do this in front of the press. We shouldn't do this in front of the press. They want to boot him out. But... Trump never boots him out. It's the Oval Office, the president. He doesn't kick him out. So here's just a couple of minutes of this battle royale, political battle royale between Trump, Schumer, and Pelosi.
You have the White House, you have the Senate,
you have the House. And the House would give me the vote if I wanted it. But I can't because I need, Nancy, I need 10 votes from Chuck.
Let me just say one thing. The fact is, you do not have the votes in the House.
Nancy, I do. We need border security.
Let's take the vote, we'll find out.
Nancy, we need border security. It's very simple.
Of course we do.
We need border security. People are pouring into our country, including terrorists. We have terrorists. We caught 10 terrorists over the last very short period of time. 10. These are very serious people. Our border agents, all of our law enforcement has been incredible what they've done. But we caught 10 terrorists. These are people that were looking to do harm. We need the wall. We need, more important than anything, we need border security, of which the wall is just a piece. But it's important. Chuck, did you want to say something?
Here's what I want to say. We have a lot of disagreements here. The Washington Post today gave you a whole lot of Pinocchios because they say you constantly misstate how much the wall is built, how much of the wall is built, and how much is there. But that's not the point here. We have a disagreement about the wall, whether it's effective or not. Not on border security, but on the wall. We do not want to shut down the government. You were called 20 times to shut down the government. You say, I want to shut down the government. We don't. We want to come to an agreement. If we can't come to an agreement, we have solutions that will pass the House and Senate right now and will not shut down the government. And that's what we're urging you to do. Not threaten to shut down the government because
you want to shut down the government
because you can't get your way.
The last time you shut it down, you got killed.
Let me say something, Mr. President. You just say my way or we'll shut down the government. We have a proposal that Democrats and Republicans will support to do a CR that will not shut down the government. We urge you to take it.
And if it's not good border security, I won't take it.
It is very good border
security. And if it's not good border security, I won't take it.
It's what the
Because when you look at these numbers of the effectiveness of our border security, and when you look at the job that we're doing with our military...
It is effective.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, you just said...
Without a wall, these are only... areas where you have the walls.
We want to do
where you have walls, Chuck, it's effective. Where you don't have walls, it is not effective.
Let's call a halt to this.
Yeah.
Let's call a halt to this. We've come in here as the first branch of government. Article 1, the legislative branch. We're coming in good faith to negotiate with you about how we can keep the government open.
We're going to keep it open if we have border security. If we don't have border security, we're not going to keep it open.
I'm with you. We are going to have border security.
And it's the same what you're bragging about what has been done. We want to do the same thing we did last year, this year. That's our proposal. If it's good then, it's good now, and it won't shut down the government.
Chuck, we can build a much bigger section.
Let's debate in private. Okay? Yeah, let's debate in private.
That is devoid, frankly, of facts, and we can...
We need border security. I think we all agree that we need border security.
Yeah, sounds
right?
Good.
Good. Good. Good. See? We get along.
Yeah. Is that great or what?
Sounds like a daycare with 60-year-olds.
See, we get along.
See? Yeah. That was epic.
Oh, my gosh. Those are the days. Transparency as it should be. Right there. Come on. Let's bring this stuff out in the open. I love it. Fred and Wing, you're on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great today, Fred. How about you?
Pretty good. You guys were going over this thing with the COVID and the history of it kind of today a little bit. And, I remember calling on your show, and I remember talking about many times about COVID, that all of a sudden we had these guys out there, these frontline doctors, and they were coming up with these cures. Solanko, God bless his soul, he passed on, by the way. And they had the zinc and the ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine, and they were doing, and everybody was being cured by it, and it went right to the president's office. He got it. Melania got it. Don't people remember this? He didn't have a vaccine yet. And Solanko went in there and gave him the ivermectin and all this stuff, and these doctors used these cheap methods, and the president and his wife and his son only had it for like a day or so, and they were gone. The president came on and bragged about it. Well, then it started in. Then we had to get rid of these doctors. We had to get rid of this treatment. It just wasn't expensive enough. Then we could start to see the evil behind the COVID vaccine, and we found out lots of evil stuff after that. Then the governor in our state basically said, healthcare, you guys can't sell it. You can't sell all these drugs. You can't sell all these good things that work. And then we couldn't do it in the state, and the pharmacist couldn't even prescribe it to the doctors to sell it to us. And we had to even go and have a special legislature system, to do that. All these things happened, and then Trump trusted them later on with the vaccine. And now he thinks these people are, it's a really good thing. And yes, he did push it. And you're right about that. But why can't we go back and see the true history of it all? And how God gave us a cure for this immediately. And we brushed it aside because it cost too little. And President Trump brushed it aside as it should be. The thing that cured him, he's not pushing. So I don't know why President Trump does that. And I hope that someone would talk to him about it, or that he would come to his senses.
What do you mean that the thing that cured him, he's not pushing?
he does, he never, he went on to push the vaccine a lot. And he says, oh, we did it in record time. We did all this stuff. He pushed the vaccine, and then he had the vaccine after what cured him. Then he goes and has the vaccine. And I think he's either misled or doesn't even know how bad the MRA vaccine can be.
I see.
And we've had doctor after doctor saying how bad it was. I mean, it's just terrible. And they lie about the numbers of people that have died. You know, we have a 30% unexplained death rate in this country, higher than a normal.
Oh, yeah. I think that's explained pretty well by now.
But that's the history of it, guys. You guys all lived it with me. And I thank you for that.
We did indeed, Fred. You're a great American. Appreciate your call. Texter says, remember...
Love you guys.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
Love you guys.
Going to a break here. Texter says, remember the old TV show from the late 60s, The Invaders? I don't, actually. I believe Pelosi and Schumer are the invaders. They're not of this world. All right, short break. Back with more on What's on Your Mind coming up.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November auctions include nearly 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in McLean County, 192 acres of cropland in Wells County, 640 acres of cropland in McHenry County near Upham, North Dakota, 320 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Ransom County, and 310 acres of crop and pasture land in Barnes County, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Today at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. With great home cooking specials like Tater Tot Hot Dish. That's in Glendon, NP Avenue, or 12th Avenue and I-29 locations of PetroServe USA. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, has Swedish meatballs or chicken tenders. Either one. Spaghetti with garlic bread in Harwood today. And pulled pork on 45th. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe USA. Couple more texts I didn't get to here. One says, if the USA wants to be the free beacon of the world, we'll need to fix our crooked elections. Otherwise, we'll just be another Canada, Brazil, or China. All right.
Dana just checked in, asked if we've been talking about what's going on in Maricopa County and in Arizona. And we haven't brought it up yet this show, but it's unbelievable.
Yeah, yesterday the Maricopa County
the board,
election board, certified everything. Like, nothing to see.
No, yeah. No problem.
Everything's fine. Yeah. Texture says fentanyl, 16,000 pounds, 8 tons, a tractor trailer. Not sure what that correlates to. Maybe someone had a story on about fentanyl today that I'm not aware of. Hey, Scott, how about a shout-out to the DGF and Barnesville football teams? Both are playing for a state championship this weekend. Well, thank you for that reminder.
Go Rebels, go Trojans.
How about that big game, James? Huh?
It's absolutely phenomenal for both of them. You know what? You have a rematch of the state semis from last year with Barnesville scoring off with Chatfield. A star player for Chatfield is back and rolling all cylinders for him, but Barnesville has not given up much of anything this season, which has been a blast to watch. And DGF and the Rebels are also undefeated. They got edged out in the state quarterfinals last year and made their way to the state championship. They score off of the two-loss New London Spicer squad. And, man, every time you get to talk to the coaching staff over there from DGF, they're confident. They're a confident bunch. Owen Leach, who is the starting quarterback for them, is going to go play basketball at Minnesota Duluth. He is an absolute freak athlete. They've got a couple of sophomores at linebacker. The Rebels do, and you know what? They're halfback out there. Unbelievable as to what he's able to do as well in Jordan Summers. The dude basically 200 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns is kind of standard for him this season.
There you go. There's a shout-out for DJF in Barnesville. A little run-through on what to expect this weekend from Big Game James. I love it. All right. Let's see what else we got. Vaccine mandates are like a person who doesn't own a car being forced to have a car insurance when he doesn't want it and doesn't feel he needs it. All right. Very good. A few of the comments that came in today. So Big Game James is here, our Flag Family Sports Director. We're going to talk a little bit about thighs in football and playoff action with the Grizz. How are the Grizz?
It's going to be very interesting. So that's an interesting note, kind of thought in itself, is the fact the Montana Grizz are in this position, because some people thought a 4-loss Montana squad after getting their doors blown off in the regular season finale on national television after College Game Day was there against Montana State 55-21, that the Grizz were done and out of the playoff and nobody would have to worry about them.
Did you think this?
I didn't.
You didn't?
I thought a 7-4 Grizz squad with having 4 losses in the Big Sky, which this season top to bottom, if you're looking at just this 11-game body of work in the regular season, I think was just a little bit better overall than the Missouri Valley was even this year.
Montana State is sort of like NDSU, UND, although it's not what it's been over the years. But any given year, it just throw the record books out, right?
Exactly, and that's one of those things, too. You're looking, Montana State, their only loss this season is to the number 21 team in the country, in Oregon State, in the FBS level. You also look at Sacramento State, the number 2 seed in the entire tournament from the Big Sky. They're undefeated. They're 11-0. They got the 2 seed. You have a lot of talent. Weber State ended up not getting a seed after having a 9-2 regular season. Their only 2 losses were to 2 of the top 4 teams in the country, Montana State and Sacramento State. So the Big Sky is really good this year. It's nothing to slouch at. I get it. The last time the Grizz came in 2015, it was a 37-6 victory for the Bison. That was 7 years ago. You got to keep that in mind. The Grizz were also left for dead against Southeastern Missouri State last weekend. They were down 17-3 at the half. people were wondering if they could do anything. Lucas Johnson, their quarterback that was supposed to be this All-American, was he hurt? Was he healthy? Should he even be playing football because of how bad he looked in the first half? Well, the Grizz, midway through quarter number three, they fell behind 24-3 at home. They were left for dead. They then returned the ensuing kickoff for a touchdown, 24-10. They then ended up, after falling behind 24-3, rattled off 31 straight points, win 34-24 to SEMO there. They're for real. They're not as good as they have been in the past, but they also understand that they're not as good as they have been in the past. They know that everybody needs to do their job right. The biggest difference in this weekend's game is going to be the fact that the Grizz have played in a dome before. The Grizz are also one of the few teams that have beat the Bison before in the Division I level. I still think the Bison get the job done at 9-2 on the year. I think they improved to 10-2, moved themselves into the quarterfinals against the winner of Samford. And forgive me for who they're playing. I can't think of who Samford's playing this weekend. But the Bison, I think, have every opportunity to go and get this victory. It may not be as dominating as people would like to see. This may not be a 30-point game. But then again, it very well could be, because the Grizz are coming off the high of this, possibly the game of the year at this point in the FCS level. You look at that and what had happened. In order to flip around a 3-score deficit at home in the final 22, 23 minutes of the game, that's almost unheard of, especially against a team that was flirting with the top 15 in the country and SEMO. So it'll be really interesting to see how this game plays out. A big note to look at and something that you can go, oh, no, is this really going to affect them, is the fact that Hunter Lipke, he was injured and did not play the season finale against UND. He had the extra week to rest up, and he is not on the two-deep depth chart this weekend. So you're looking, and you have Hunter Brosio, who is more than capable of filling that role, and then you also have Logan Hofstad, who has gotten a handful of snaps game by game throughout the season. He's been able to be effective when he's in there. So the Bison are going to rely on their stable of running backs, and they may not have that big, bouldering presence of Hunter Lipke. If he ends up not playing, who knows if he does or not, but if he doesn't, they're going to be all right still. They still got four or five backs, Tamarick Williams, Kobe Johnson, and the boys that will be able to get the job done. The question is, how effective can Cam Miller be? I think Cam Miller can do what he needs to do. It's a 3-3 what Montana runs, so essentially what they want to do is they don't want you to know where the rush is going to come from. They might send three guys, they might send six guys. You have to figure that out. And that's what a very experienced offensive line led by a guy like Cody Mauch, who's a Walter Payton Award finalist, the first one since Joe Hag in 2014, 2015, out in there. It's going to take a lot of communication on the offensive line. I think they get the job done. The defense, it'll be exciting to see what they do. Eight Bison between the All-Missouri Valley first and second team, including both their safeties, a linebacker, and a defensive end as well. They're here. They mean business. They want to get back to Frisco desperately. The Grizz just happen to be that next team in the way.
And it's a W for the Bison, according to Big Game James.
I think you can lock it down for that.
All right. Going to be a fun one to watch. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Always appreciate the analysis. Pat Trainer when we come back. Well, President Trump has announced, and now Ron DeSantis is rising fast in the polls. Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll. Do you want Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis as your candidate in 2024? It's a big question. Newsmax wants to know what you think. Vote in the Newsmax poll, Trump versus DeSantis. Just text the word ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. It only takes seconds. Let your voice be heard. Every day I tune into Newsmax for news I can trust. They're even beating CNN in some key ratings. So make the switch and vote in Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Text the word ZONE to 39747. One more time, the word ZONE to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax today. You'll love it.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After claiming victory earlier this year for resolving the railroad union's labor dispute, the fact is he has not. President Biden now called on Congress to pass legislation that would avert a railroad shutdown by imposing a contract that members at four railroad unions had rejected. 61-year-old Representative Donald McEachin, the Democrat from Virginia, died Monday night from complications due to rectal cancer. A former lawyer who represented Richmond in the Virginia State Legislature was elected to Congress in 2016. Before his death, he stressed the importance of early detection.
I can't stress to you enough the importance of early detection.
The lower Mississippi Valley is preparing for what the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center warns could be a regional tornado outbreak on Tuesday. The extreme weather will be in regions between northern Louisiana and southwest Tennessee. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Our friends at Action Movers bring you What's on Your Mind. Did you know they are North Dakota's best moving company and have been since 1932? Family owned, veteran owned. Boy, what's not to love about that, right? And of course, the team is all professionally trained and background checked. That's right. Call them at 566-5532. Mention Scott. Take advantage of a great offer right now. 566-5532, 566-5532. And they're also looking for warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers in Fargo, Bismarck, and in Minot. Call them at 566-5532, Action Movers, two A's in action, actionmovers.com. Pat Trainer is here from the Dakota Medical Foundation and the Impact Foundation. It is Giving Tuesday today, and we thought it would be a great time to check in on how giving is going in our region, and also a little bit about the upcoming Giving Hearts Day and Giving Tuesday as well. Pat, nice to see you.
Great to be here, Scott.
How are you?
Never better. This is a great time of year. Thanksgiving time, you know, and we're in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, so it's a time to really reflect on all our blessings. And so we love all these giving days. We're partial, of course, to Giving Hearts Day, but this day also brings out the best in people, and so for that we celebrate.
This is kind of a newbie day, right? They're new to the game, not like Giving Hearts Day that's been at it for some time.
Well, think about 2008, you know, the first year with Giving Hearts Day, you know, and it's around Valentine's Day, as you know, been a key part of that. In fact, you know, you were beating those drums in 2008, the first year, at a different radio station at that time.
It was WDAY, actually.
Exactly. Yep,
just down the hall now.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. 138 million since then.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We do live in the most generous region on the planet. And so the activities going on that bring out the best in others, you know, we always want to trumpet charity champions. So today's about, you know, some of the champions for charity. So we really want to thank donors. I mean, at the end of the day, people give to charity because we're the wealthiest nation on the planet. And people believe in helping their neighbor. And these charities are a way, you know, to manifest that love of neighbor.
So on Giving Tuesday, that the feeling you get from giving is something that we... You love it.
Absolutely.
You love it all every day.
Absolutely.
All year long.
And our role really, you know, as Dakota Medical and Impact is just that, to create and build more and more champions for charity. Because do we want meaning and significance in our lives? You know, we'll get some of that through connecting with charity and service to others. And so anytime we have more and more of these sort of champion events for charity, for doing good for others, we celebrate it. We really do. So we really commend Giving Tuesday as, you know, just the ignite, another igniter of that servant heart that exists in each and every one of us.
How much is out there in the way of wealth that will be donated?
On Giving Tuesday, I don't have those statistics, but I can give you, you know, in the United States, almost $400 billion given each year to charity. And so, you know, you always
annually.
Okay. Yes. And so, and like 80%, 78% of that is given by individuals. It's not corporations and foundations as people think.
Interesting.
So it's almost 80%, you know, given by individuals, families. That's why we run this, the Institute, and we teach charities how to develop relationships with families, because it brings the best out, not only in the dollars, but really in transforming the human heart and getting people interested in civic life and doing good for others. And, you know, everybody's heart's different. So we always, you know, we have over 570 charities this year that are going to be in Giving Hearts Day.
Wow.
So there, we like to say there's something that should connect with your heart. And so our training program really helps these charities do a really good job inviting people, welcoming all people to be a part of their causes. So there's something there for everyone, and it's like a buffet. Of course, we encourage people to go, you know, and eat more at the buffet, because it will transform you, you know, doing good for others. So
no, it's fun.
It is fun.
It really is part of the fun to be able to say, who do I want to help this year? And the amount of people participating has continued to grow and grow and grow. Walk me through how you transform a charity into, you know, fundraising. Go out there and find people. What are the tenets that that charities need to know in that regard?
Well, and so for years we've been getting better and better and better at an actual well-thought-out, you know, evidence-based curriculum, and then field work. So Scott Holdman is one of our coaches, and his dad passed away. He's probably looking down listening to this from heaven. But
I guessed many times on the radio, Jim Holdman. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. For sure.
And he used to call in to the radio show when I was in Grand Forks. And it was not a secret that it was him on the phone, because he had that southern drawl.
Bit of drawl.
Yeah.
Yes.
And sorry I interrupted you.
And so, no, but to walk through, we believe, you know, there's an unlimited potential in the leadership of these charities and then in the fundraiser, you know, and a lot of them, a lot of times it's the executive director, a lot of times it might be one other person, could be a volunteer, could be a board member, but we walk them through a defined curriculum. And so we offer a cohort now. It's really been accelerated in terms of the sophistication of it today and the really the tightness of the logic model. So how do you build your team? 30 days to building a system, okay? 2 days a week, online, video instruction. I mean, we have it down to a science, and I applaud my team for putting all that together. I'm here to brag about it, but honestly, I got a team behind us, Scott and Ashley and Nate and a whole group of communications people. And so 30 days, you get certified in the fundamentals of fundraising. So build your leadership team, learn how to recruit new donors, learn how to retain donors, and that's making sure that people feel about that they're a part of your mission. They're appreciated. They're not transactions. They are literally a part of your mission.
So you're communicating constantly?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And then also then the depth of your relationship will determine how you get major gifts. So we say leadership team, recruiting new donors, retaining donors, so appreciating and making them feel part of the family. And then reach. Reach is the significance of your relationship. You might get in their will. They might have a transformational gift for your organization. They might bring other people in their networks into your organization. So relationships certainly matter, and how we treat people, you know, as part of our organization is so important. And so that's what we teach, is that this is very, very meaningful work to be involved with each and every one of these charities. And so we have to build that experience for our donors with every charity. People need to feel a part of it. No one wants to feel like a transaction. You know, I didn't feel good about that. You know, I gave you $1,000 or $10,000 or $100. But the other people say, oh, my gosh, this is the greatest organization. I'm actually going to write them another check, because it's transformational.
Is that typical that a donor would have a, $1,000 for a first gift, feel good about it, and the next one's 10 or 100 or whatever. Is that step up pretty common?
It's very common, particularly if people are deriving meaning and significance in the relationship of making a difference. So I'll give you an example of the Ann Carlson Center in Jamestown. You know, they expanded all throughout the state over the last several years, and they were able to do that through philanthropy. I mean, the people in the state now understand the good that Ann Carlson does, and there's many more like at Fraser. And so their donors feel the significance of the difference they're making in people's lives that have children with some sort of special need or disability, and the whole goal is to have them reach the fullest life possible. And so people love being a part of that because they feel connected. So they know, Scott, they're making a great deal of difference in the human condition, and they see it, and they get to live it because they do a tremendous job with outreach. And these are the things that we teach nonprofits. Do a great job communicating not only appreciation, but the difference you're making in human lives, because that's why we're on the planet. And once you figure that out, you know, you have meaning and significance in your life. And so one way to do that is to share our gifts. And that's what we teach. And it really is transformational for the donor. When this is done right, donors are transformed, because then they really become part of the mission. They aren't just a donor. They're actually part of the team. And at the end of the day, that's the feeling, you know, of appreciation.
So they feel good about parting with their money, their wealth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then the another level would be, could we volunteer? You know, could we lend what we know, you know, what we've learned in life and maybe business and maybe leadership and maybe governance and maybe help the organization get to whole new levels by giving a little time, maybe a little coaching. There's tons of entrepreneurs out there that could do a great job helping organizations, nonprofit organizations, scale, you know, like really expand. So that's why we teach bold dreams, brilliantly delivered, with a burning desire to serve others. You know, every charity should have a bold dream. Because if we don't know where we're going, how do we sell that to donors?
What's a good example of a charity that has had a bold dream and just went from, you know, maybe a level here to just exploding?
Well, I would say Ann Carlson is one of them. TNT Kids Fitness would be another. The YWCA, I mean, I can go through a whole list of groups that have really good leadership that put together teams and are doing so much good. Churches United, New Life Center has done a tremendous job. I mean, I think they've activated so many people's hearts, you know, to help people that are struggling. It's amazing, and they use faith, you know, as one of these unleashing your great potential mechanisms that always works. And it does have that restorative power to those you serve and then those that are administering. We could go through Sister Mary Louise in Hankinson, who's our friend. They have 980 people in Hankinson, and they raise over $100,000 every year. So she's and her team have plowed through these barriers of fear, scarcity, and you know that you feel different when you're with her, don't you?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
She's an extraordinary servant leader, and that's what we love about Giving Hearts Day, is it just brings out the best in people. It is really fun for us to be involved. I love, everyone smiles when we wear the red. You know, you're going to dress up in red this year, Scott?
Of course, yeah.
Your whole team?
Yeah,
you know?
Part of the fun.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be. So.
I want to talk more about Giving Hearts Day in a moment here.
Yeah.
So stay tuned, but we're going to take a little break here. And we'll talk about Giving Hearts Day coming up. But before I do that, I want to just talk a little bit about, again, the tenets for folks that are doing good, how they can learn from that system to be able to say, hey, I'm not going to just be a charity and hand out my business card and expect people to give money, but rather to go out and engage with those donors. We'll talk about some of the best practices there a little bit. Pat Trainer, our guest today on What's On Your Mind from the Freedom Matters USA studios. Brought to you in part by our friends at Petrol Serve USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience awaits today. Tater Tot Hot Dish is the thing, and it is good. You're going to love it.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo. offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by Mike Lindell's all-new product. You heard about this? My coffee. He raves about the beans. It's the beans. That's what is the real secret. These particular beans in my coffee are grown in Honduras. Climate there has perfect growing conditions to produce the best beans ever. Every single batch tested to make sure it meets the very highest industry standard, and all of the production is done right here in the USA. You can order ground, whole bean, or single-serve coffee pods. Certified organic and non-GMO. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee delivered monthly right to your front door. It's great. Go to mystore.com. If you use the promo code SCOTT, You'll save 50% on your My Coffee subscription. You can also call them at 800-506-9028. You're going to love it. Trust me on this one thing. Pat Trainer is with us from Dakota Medical Foundation and the Impact Foundation. Before I talk about Giving Hearts Day, I just wanted to ask you a little bit about a charity that you have not trained at the Impact Foundation versus ones you have. The typical charity that's sort of just out there doing some good but doesn't really have all of the tools to really be great. What's the difference between the two?
Well, you know, you go back to when the Institute was created by Alex Stern, Impact, and Dakota Medical Foundation to have a long-term view on helping charities become extraordinary. And I'd say it this way. If you're an organization and you don't have a defined approach to winning at fundraising, you need to come to the training because you need to have more than just a calendar that says we have an event once a year and we do a capital campaign every few years and we don't really have much for, we don't know when we should ask a donor, we don't know who's a donor, you know, we have a list but we're not sure how active it is. You know, a donor's not a donor till they give at least two gifts. So how are we treating? What's our approach to treating a donor? What's our approach to fundraising? How do we maintain and develop? How do we develop and maintain friendships? How do we do that? Well, it takes constant effort, right? You don't go dark on your friends. You have to have constant communication of some sort. It can't be so much that you're a pain, right? But so you have to have, I would ask this question. Do we as an organization have a super effective approach to fundraising? And if your answer is not sure, you probably should go to the training because you should answer that.
Right.
You should say, you know what? We have a really good approach. Here's what we do. Boom, boom, boom. We understand what our leadership team is. We understand how we recruit new donors and generate names. Because if you're not generating new names, your organization will wither away over time. So you have to have a recruitment plan. You have to have a retention plan. What specifically do we do every week, every month, every year to retain our donors? That means appreciate them and build a solid long-term relationship with them, their family, their business, their connections, you know, because they want meaning as well. So they need to know the difference that you're making. And then long-term, how many major gift asks do we make as an organization, however we define a major gift? Some organizations say it's 1,000, some say it's 5,000, some say it's 10,000. So you have to define that. Do we know what a major gift is in our organization? So I always say this, we do board training, Scott. And I said, you as a board member, how would you describe yourself? Oh, well, pretty good. You know, I attend meetings and whatever. How about if you had a defined approach to being the very best board member you could possibly be to help that organization develop the capabilities to get to extraordinary impact in the community, where everybody knew about your organization, they all wanted to help you, and they knew exactly where this organization was headed and what they were doing to change lives today.
Inspire them to go to the next level.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what we mean by why you should come. And so it's the journey. You know, board members, CEOs, fundraisers, they have to commit to the journey of extraordinary impact. So do I want to be extraordinary at fundraising? Is money the greatest limiting factor, potentially, to your organization's ability to serve more people or to serve them in perhaps better ways? Well, it's certainly in the top three. I would say if you can't have a workforce, you're in serious trouble.
Right.
But you need dollars to recruit and retain a healthy workforce. So money is a limiting factor, and so you have to decide as an organization, you know what, we're committed to being phenomenal at fundraising. So we want to learn how to become that, and it's a journey.
That's how you do good. Only a minute left. It is Giving Tuesday today, which is sort of, I don't know, a Black Friday add-on here of the last number of years.
Yep.
But Giving Hearts Day is really the giving day for this region. What's happening? You all excited for the, it'll be here before we know it.
Oh, we're so excited. You know, charities have been coming to training since June. You know, our friend Irv Iniger has been meeting. He's our coach. He's one of our coaches. He brings out the best in fundraisers, their boards, the CEOs. And so he's like an energizer. You know, he's one of the world's greatest coaches, but he's also really a gifted friend raiser. He's gifted. So he's got a caseload of 30 charities that he's working with, and the caseload grows because more and more people request IRF.
So boot camp is on.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. People have this unlimited potential. People like IRF, people like Scott, people like other members on our team, they help bring it out.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for checking in, stopping by. It's Giving Tuesday, so we had to talk to the maestro of Giving Hearts Day and get a little excited for the big day and remember February and all those charities we love. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and thanks for all you do and your team.
Appreciate it very much. Pat Trainer on What's On Your Mind. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.